You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Why the Internet is Freaking Out Over The Last Jedi's Porgs by Angela Watercutter. R2-D2, Ewoks, BB-8. With nearly every addition to the Star Wars film franchise, there's been some new creature or droid that has delighted audiences and found its way onto lunchboxes and pajama bottoms. Star Wars The Last Jedi will be no different. This time around, though, the fandom's obsession with the movie's creature du jour is already in full swing, long before the flick hits theaters. Mere moments after The Last Jedi's new trailer dropped last night, it started. Porg Mania. The little creature, a Furby-esque species native to the world where Rey and Luke Skywalker met at the end of The Force Awakens, only shows up for about a second in the new trailer. But its singular cry from the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon was all it took. Soon, tweets, memes, and fan art were everywhere. There was no escaping its giant saucer eyes and frantically flapping wings. And this reaction was by design. Much like the studio did with BB-8 before Force Awakens, Lucasfilm has been touting Porgs as the new cute thing for a few months now. It started back in July, when a D23 behind-the-scenes video showed a little of the bugger in development. And that was quickly followed by a piece on StarWars.com that touted, "We know only one truth, we love Porgs," and offered up a full explanation of their cuteness from Lucasfilm Story Group's Pablo Hidalgo. "Porgs are native to Uch-To," he explained. "In many ways, they're the Star Wars version of puffins. They build nests. They can fly. Their babies are called porglets. You fall into those deep, soulful eyes. I think a lot of people are going to want a porg as a pet." Well, the Porgers board continued with Lucasfilm announcing upcoming porg toys, Tumblr filling up with fan tributes, and director Rian Johnson talking about how a group of porgs is called a murder, like crows. By last night, folks were so invested in them, they were sliding into Johnson's mentions with frustrations that the Doctor had gotten a Twitter hashtag avatar for his name, while one didn't exist for the poor little guy. The embrace of Porgs has not been universal, though. Some are already dismissing the creatures as a marketing ploy, and wondering if they're destined to be the new Ewoks, creatures that divide Star Wars fans for years to come. That nerd war has yet to be fought, however, and we won't know the outcome until after Star Wars The Last Jedi hits theatres on December 15. In the meantime, just join the internet in celebrating the pug-like puffins while they're still cute.